This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
I don't think anyone should care whether or not you're wearing makeup.
Thank you.
Sorry, but
this is why I love you.
It's not the biggest problem.
I'm happy.
I'm just happy you're out of the house.
You are listening to The Arenality on ORFM.
Kia ora everyone, welcome to The Arenality, a show on cultural identities of women in Aotearoa, New Zealand. Today, my best friend, City Rosianna, is back.
Hello.
So last week, we talked about horror movies, dealing with the craziness of the world. We talk about furry cats and non-furry cats. Do you remember that conversation?
I remember everything when it comes to you.
Aww. And, oh yeah.
Every conversation we had, I remember.
There's a reason why Rosie is back on the show today. The last time she was on the show, besides last week, it was when she just returned to Aotearoa after, 2 years?
2 years.
Being away because of COVID.
Yeah.
So yay, I'm very happy that you're here on the show again.
Ooh, I'm happy.
I'm happy you're happy.
Yay! So, I wonder if today we can talk about something fun and soft and flowy and feminine.
Yes, Bria.
We're going to talk about girly things. And I love being a girly girl. I don't know if you are. Are you a girly girl?
I'm a tomboy girl. It's okay. I can do both. I can be girly.
Yes. Boyish. So we're going to talk about the different experiences of growing up as a girl, I guess. Because I don't think I've ever been a tomboy.
I feel like we both are. We grew up differently.
Yeah, very opposites, right? Yeah. Because you know you do taekwondo and you know cool stuff like that.
No, but very rough.
I read girl magazines and I've done like makeup and celebrities. I think that was more of my scene. I don't really do any sporty things besides dancing because I did dance, which is very girly of me.
I was so close to doing ballet just because of the pretty tutus and ballet shoes. But and then after that, like, no, I just want the shoes.
Oh, okay.
Because I thought I could just grab the outfit and not go to the classes. But when I think the teacher was like, okay, you start next week, something, I'm like, huh? I'm like, Mom, I don't want it anymore.
It's very expensive, Rosie. I think it's an investment.
Exactly. And I was like, you know what? No, I'll just stick to martial arts.
Yeah, so since we grow up very different, childhoods. We might talk about that. You have two sisters?
Yeah, two younger sisters.
Yeah, so you've got three girls in your family.
Yep.
Besides your mom and then three girls. What's that like?
Being the eldest?
And also being around girls, sisters. Girl sisters.
Girl sisters, okay. Girl sisters. I feel like I am the experiment.
Experiment child, first child, of course.
Yeah, first child. Yeah, and it's like, see, I go through all this stuff, so you guys won't have to, so you know what not to do and what to do.
Yeah.
And I think it's just the pressure of being the best, which is, it's really hard.
Because your sisters will look up to you.
Yeah. But I feel now, because the middle child, she's achieved so much, and I'm really proud of her. And
aww.
I look at her and I'm like, can you give me all that talent? Because that should come to me. But no, she's amazing.
Aww.
Even the youngest one, she's growing up too fast. It's like when I was that age, I don't think I knew what I was doing. But I think looking at both of them, I'm like, you know what? You both are fine. And that's why I think it just puts the pressure on me even more to be better so they could just look up to me. And I just want them to think that they have the best sister.
They do.
Oh,
they probably don't tell you.
Who knows? Who knows?
Yeah. So growing up with two sisters, do you guys play together?
Hold on, let me try to remember.
It's not too long ago, Rosie.
used to... It's normal. We used to fight a lot. We used to fight a lot. Yeah.
Because I grew up with two brothers. Mm. So I never had a sister until I was 14.
And you grew up being the girly girl.
Yeah, because I was technically the only girl. So I think my grandparents really spoiled me with all the girl stuff.
I'm jelly.
You know, they bought me, like, I had all the Barbie. I had a Barbie dream house. I got all those plastic makeup that probably was toxic, but I got those.
I got Barbies too, but I don't remember being girly. It's okay. I may be different.
So what are sorts of toys or activities do you do?
Besides martial arts. Mm. I used to force my parents to buy me Barbies. Barbie dolls and those.
And did they?
Yeah, they did, because I would cry so loud and I would not leave the mall until my parents got me that expensive Barbie house, I remember. And as I grew up, my mom would remind me, like, you know, you threw a tantrum asking your dad to buy this Barbie doll house. Yep. And you would not stop crying until he bought it for you.
That's good.
Like, yep. And every year, I have the same exact birthday cake, same design and everything, same size. It is the same Barbie picture. I just love it. But I was not a girly girl. I like Barbies, but I'm not that girly.
Mm. Yeah.
Like, people would always have to tell me, like, sit in a more feminine way. Don't sit this way. Yeah, they're like, how are you going to get married, huh? I was like, I'm still young. Yeah. No, I'm not. Yeah. But I do feel like when I look at other girls, like, I do think, like, oh, if... Like, I want to be like that too. You know, more feminine.
Mm.
But it feels weird when I try to force myself to be that, because...
It's just not within your nature.
Yeah, no. But if I... If people need me to be for, like, I don't know, a specific event, for example, I can do it. But...
Okay.
But it depends.
So technically you're faking it for the event.
Kind of. But it depends, yeah.
Okay.
But you won't see me being feminine every single day.
Yeah.
You know, like, you will see me. So it depends. Yeah.
Okay.
Like, for example, one day, if you have a Princess Barbie tea party, the... I would go there and you would see a very elegant Rosie walking in.
So that's good to know that, you know, we had very different upbringings. Mm. Something that we were talking recently was about feminine energy, and it's all over my TikTok right now. Remember that we had that time where we had a sleepover and we were just watching Temcore?
I remember. How can I forget? I remember.
I love her so much. Like, she's such a goddess.
I'm so happy you introduced her to me, like her videos.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Yeah, she technically changed my life in some ways as well. And I've still been watching her videos and listening to her podcast and all that. Mm. But also because I've been watching her a lot, my TikTok algorithm does that thing where I see more content around feminine energy and things like that. So let's talk about that, because I think it's such a fun thing to talk with your girlfriends about.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about, like, feminine versus masculine energy, because like, women can have masculine energy as well, like, it's not like either or, it's more of a scale.
Yeah.
And learning gender studies, I definitely understand that things aren't black and white, you know, it's like a spectrum.
Yeah.
So I'll just list down what's feminine and then you just tell me if you agree or not, or disagree.
Okay.
And this is based on like ResearchGate, one of their feminine characteristics and stuff. So masculine is independent. Feminine is dependent. Masculine is unemotional. Feminine is emotional. Masculine is aggressive. Feminine is unaggressive. Feminine is passive. Masculine is active. Masculine is competitive. Feminine is uncompetitive. Well, how do you feel when you see that difference?
I feel like I have more of the masculine energy.
Yeah.
Which is also a good and a bad thing.
Yeah.
Me. Yeah.
And I think these energies, like, I feel like I relate to lots of the masculine traits when it comes to my studies back then.
Yeah.
Some parts of work life, but not so much, mm-hmm. really, because I think my job is to connect with people, which is very feminine. You know?
Yeah.
Like, you know, you go with the flow of humans mm-hmm. in, like, podcast conversations. You just go with the flow. You don't really, like, I plan, but, like, if things don't go how I want it to be, mm-hmm. then it's good. I just go with the flow. Also, like, that competitiveness.
Yeah.
That's, like, it's such a very masculine drive. Mm-hmm. But for feminine energy, ideally, you don't want to be competitive with your female girlies, you know, you want to support each other.
Exactly. And I feel like that's very tiring, exhausting. Why do you want to compete with your own sisters?
Yeah.
Blood related or not. Like, we should lift each other up.
Yeah. Hmm. And that's something I love about female girl groups. Like, especially the healthy ones who just support each other.
Like, our relationship?
Yeah, sure.
Excuse me.
Sure, Rosie.
What do you mean?
There's more on the list.
Okay. I'm interested.
Ooh. Masculine. Easy to make decisions. And feminine, difficult to make decisions.
Oh, I finally have some femininity in me. Finally.
Okay, that's funny. Because is that because you're indecisive? Is that what you're saying?
I used to be worse.
Yeah.
Oh.
I like to know what's going on, but sometimes I wish I don't. And I think that's an internal thing that I'm working on.
Oh, okay. Okay. Is it like with work?
No. General. Just general everyday life. Like, oh, what are we going to eat tonight? I don't know.
Oh.
You know, I don't
like
want
you
to
pick.
But also in my head, like, oh, I wish I'm having some like sambal, you know?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Mm. But like, I don't want to be in control all the time. So that's me trying to be more feminine.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I'm still working on this. It's so hard because sometimes it's hard to trust people.
Yeah. Dude,
like, in terms of planning and stuff, like, I'm just going to plan it because you're in control, you know?
Yeah.
The chances of mistakes is very less. And, like, with people doing, I'm not saying that I don't trust that person, but because I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know because the possibility of something going wrong is higher.
Yeah.
And it just puts me in so much anxiety. So yeah, I have to work on that.
Yeah. I think we've all have things to work on. Something I want to mention based on the words that they chose to represent feminine and masculine traits here. When you see the word like dependent, emotional, subjective, passive, uncompetitive, difficult to make decision, it doesn't sound like words that people in the workforce use.
Yeah.
You know, it's like very undesirable words.
Yeah.
Especially in the workplace when you work with people.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like those words have quite a bad reputation as well, like in society in general.
Yeah.
But it shouldn't.
It shouldn't be, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like saying, oh, boys can't cry. Boys shouldn't cry.
Mm-hmm.
When I feel like it doesn't matter. Boys or men, they're still human. They have feelings.
Yeah.
Like you can't express, tell them to not feel anything or not shed even a single tear just because this person is a male.
Yeah.
I feel like that's
so we try to stay away from feminine and masculine being gendered. Here's another list, and I think I like this list more. Okay, so feminine is about intuition rather than masculine being about knowledge.
Oh, yes.
I like that because, like, gut feeling is more important to me than facts.
Me too.
Like,
we always get it right.
Yeah, it's like, okay, there's something off here in terms
literally
of the vibes.
All the time, it's like, oh, yeah. Yep, I was right.
Yeah.
Always trust your gut feeling.
Yeah, and the stronger you are in your feminine energy, the more correct it is as well. So, yeah, I really want to look into that a lot more.
Ooh.
Masculine is predictable, but feminine is flowing. So, like, feminine energy is more like you go with the flow. Masculine means you know what you want and then you get it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's hard, but
yeah.
I think I want to work more in... I want to work on that. Cause,
you can do it.
Yeah.
You can do it. You can do it. You've come a long way. You can do it.
Ooh, this is, I love this one.
Okay.
Feminine is nurturing. So you nurture, you care, you want to allow that person in your life and you want to care for them. Yeah. You want to give yourself to mm-hmm. them. Masculine is protective. So you want to protect a person. You want to make sure that they are safe. I think I like that difference.
I can't tell which one am I now.
It's okay to be in the middle. You don't have to choose.
Okay, I'm all of that then.
You're not direct because masculine is directness.
Whoops. I can't help it.
Because
I just want to get my point across.
Yeah,
so
I mean,
get me.
Sometimes it's okay if, like, culturally, there are differences in how direct you are as well.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I think I'm very indirect, unless I have to be.
I should learn from you then. I need to be indirect.
You need to be indirect.
Yes, more indirect, apparently.
Okay.
You know, people have been saying, even when I was younger, when I was in high school as well, like, they thought I was such a mean person.
Just because you were honest.
Yeah, I wasn't being honest due to bad intentions. I was just being honest because I say what's in my head and what I want to say.
Yeah.
And they'd be like, she's mean. I'm like, no.
It's okay. Yeah. We've got things to work on here. feminine is creative and masculine is goal-oriented. So I like this one because... Goal-oriented means you achieve a goal. There's a goal you set for yourself and then you achieve it. But feminine, like creativity, like has no boundaries. You know what I mean? It's like it can be forever. You can work on whatever your life goal is forever and it can change, it can develop, it can work within you.
Yeah.
So I really like that one. Yeah, I love talking about feminine energy. Because I think it relates to having a soft life. Have you seen the soft girl trend on TikTok?
Not every day, but yeah, I did see some.
Yeah.
That is really nice to see. I was like, oh. But picturing me in that space is like almost impossible at this point because I just, yeah. I know I can do it, but... It's going to take time.
Yeah. And like, I know that it can look very Pinteresty. Do you know what that means?
Yes, yes. I understand. Yep.
All those trends, they're not meant to make you look like them.
Yeah.
You can have your life. You can live a soft life, mm-hmm. even if it doesn't look aesthetic.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's something... Temcor talks about as well.
I love that.
It's pitching it there.
It's pitching it there.
Okay, so you didn't grow up girly. You didn't grow up feminine.
Mm.
Do you think now you're working towards being a more feminine person, or are you just don't care about that, or...
I care.
Okay. Good to know you care. Good to know. Good to know there's a reason why we're talking about it.
Yeah. I don't care what she's talking about. I'll be here to support.
Yeah. No, just so we know.
Care. Yeah, no, I actually do want to work towards that. Yeah. But it's not because of people going towards on that path as well. It's just because, you know how when people say change is good?
Yeah.
And I want that change.
Okay.
Yeah. I feel like
good on you, girl.
Oh, stop. Yeah. You know, but just wearing a bias going up.
Do it. What's stopping you?
To buy more Abayas.
Okay, do you have at least one?
At least one, yeah.
Yeah, just wear that one.
Well, I love that one too much. I'm taking care of it.
Yeah.
One day.
Are you saying that you don't want to wear something because you don't want to ruin it?
We've talked about this before.
Yeah,
no, exactly.
Wear no, the I'm best gonna wear things.
Yeah,
wear every best day is ever. A good day.
Yeah, I'm just going to pretend I'm a princess.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Technically, you're manifesting your life anyway by actually living that life you want.
Yeah. You're right. You'll see me in a bias now.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Good to know that, you know, you want to live a more feminine life.
In terms of clothing, it's easy, but, you know, a lot of girls, they wear makeup.
Yeah.
I can't do that. I just don't like the feeling of stuff on my skin.
That's okay.
Like, it's different with skincare because it absorbs.
And it's gone.
It's gone. But with makeup, you can smell the makeup. Some makeup does not have a very nice smell.
So you're a bit sensitive.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's okay. I don't think you have to wear makeup to be feminine.
Right. So a lot of people told me, they was like, Rosie, you should wear makeup more often. And I was like, I don't like it.
Who's been saying that to you?
You'll know. You'll know. It's not just friends. There are some families as well, you know.
Like, yeah.
Like, oh, I just saw your friend before. She's wearing makeup. You should learn. Like, it's not that. Like, okay, I know some basic makeup, but like those celebrity level K-pop makeup artist style, I can't do that yet. But it's just, I don't like it.
You don't have to be.
Exactly. And I was like, okay, if my friend's wearing makeup, I don't have to wear makeup.
And that's okay.
Like, yeah. I'd rather have clear skin from my skincare and that's it.
Honestly, whatever makes you comfortable. Exactly. I don't think you need to force yourself to wear something.
That's why sometimes I'm scared to go out, especially with friends. Like, if I'm just going out with you, you know what? Actually, I am a bit worried still because... Because you are very beautiful. You're really good in makeup. And then it will just... Yeah. I should practice.
Okay. I'm glad that...
Don't worry. I'm not going to disappoint you. I will practice makeup so we can have makeup day together.
Sorry. Like, I feel like this conversation has just gone crazy because you're just talking about whatever is going on in your head right now. About you and versus makeup.
No, honestly, I wish people would stop telling me that because
okay.
Please, I just want to be barefaced.
I don't think anyone should care whether or not you're wearing makeup.
Thank you.
Sorry, but
this is why I love you.
It's not the biggest problem.
I'm happy.
I'm just happy you're out of the house.
You're not the only one.
I'm actually really excited to have some girl time with you soon.
Me too.
And I think it will be very good for us because I have been feeling quite drained, especially with end of the year. Bad stuff happening outside of Aotearoa and inside Aotearoa as well, you know. But
gotcha.
Nowhere's nice, really. But I think it'll be nice for us to just enjoy being girls and just, you know, take care of each other and just watch horror movies that's not Korean or Turkish.
No.
Or Malay.
Just 5 minutes. I don't like that.
Thank you, Rosie, for being here again today. Hopefully you can come back next time and we'll talk about other things.
Oh, yes. Please invite me.
I think the listeners are looking forward to see you again as well.
Okay.
Bye. That is the end of today's episode. Thanks for tuning in to ORFM Dunedin, Radio Kanepas in Hawke's Bay, Wellington Access Radio, Plains FM in Christchurch, Free FM in Hamilton, and Coast Access Radio in Horowhenua and Kapiti.
Thanks to our international listeners who are tuning to the podcast as well. You can find more of the Arenality's podcast on oar.org.nz, Spotify or Apple Podcasts. If anyone would like to be in touch, feel free to email aizalarina@gmail.com. You can also follow me on my Instagram at arinaaizal. Otherwise, I'll see you in the next episode. Bye! You've been listening to The Arenality on RFM.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.